Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning here. Let me look out the window. It's cold outside. We've warmed up a little bit. We're 32 degrees in beautiful Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. And if we can help you to plan for the Thanksgiving holiday, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And we'll work together to help you select the right flowers or plants for that dinner table. Or if you have questions on your yard, planting bulbs, which you still have time to plant now, as long as the ground isn't frozen, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, all those bulbs can still be planted. And a lot of places that sell bulbs have them on sale, so take advantage of it. And also, you can pot bulbs at this time of the year, give them a good drink of water, put them in your garage or in a tool shed, and as long as you water sporadically here and there during the winter, they will be able to be brought in the house during late February, early March, and they'll bloom on your kitchen table. So it's not too late to do that, and we'll tell you more about that during the program today. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Sharon from Bedford, New Hampshire, who has a question about pruning.
Sharon, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I have a quick question. I was doing yard work yesterday with a friend, and I have forsythia and boxwood that really need to be pruned. Is it too late to prune them?
Well, I'll tell you. On the forsythia, if you can wait until after Christmas and prune it, at that point, you can bring the branches into the house, put them in a tall vase of water, and they will flower in the vase for you. If you prune it now, the plant has not had enough time to rest, to be dormant, to allow those buds to flower for you. But if you can wait until after Christmas, that will give it that additional 5 weeks, which will make the buds viable. And then you can prune it whatever you want. And I have forsythia in my yard. I never really see it bloom during the spring because I cut it all winter long. I bring in 5, 6, 7 branches and a nice tall vase, and within a week to 10 days of bringing it inside, it comes into bloom. Boxwood, you should wait until spring because it is a broad-leaf evergreen. It has that little leaf the size of your fingernail. And when you cut, you're going to have an open wound on that branch. And moisture can escape during the winter. Also, when you prune, you're going to be cutting some of those leaves. And any leaf that's cut cannot be sealed because the plant is dormant, and that leaf will turn brown. So wait until March, late March, early April, when the weather gets nice to where you live. Then you can prune the boxwood at that time. But the forsythia can be pruned after the first of the year. Cut some every 2 weeks, and you will have a flower show on your kitchen table right up until springtime. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Liz from New Hampshire, who has a question about tulip storage.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. My husband has dug up our tulip bulbs. How do we store them during the winter?
They have to be in the ground during the winter. Why has he dug them?
I guess he felt that he didn't want the rodents to get at them, which we've had problems with in the past. We were told to by a party who basically is pretty well oriented this way, supposedly, but this is the information that he received just recently.
Okay. The tulip bulb has to make a root system in the fall while the ground is thawed, so that in the spring, when the ground thaws, the roots are now active. They can pull the moisture that it needs. It will stimulate the plant. So if he dug the bulbs out and he stores them in his garage, and the garage is not heated, the bulbs are going to freeze, and because there's no roots, the bulb will die. It will rot. So what he needs to do is either put them back in the garden with a rodent repellent around them, or if you really have a problem with rodents, get some empty plastic pots, some potting soil, fill your container half full of soil, put your bulbs in it, fill the rest of the container with soil, water well, and leave them on the floor in your garage or tool shed for the winter, and then in the spring, he can replant them in the garden. But he cannot leave a tulip or daffodil or crocus or any of these spring flowering bulbs out of the ground, because they need to make a root and they need to begin to grow. So one way or the other, they have to be in contact with soil, otherwise he'll have nothing. They will dry out, they'll freeze, and you'll have a real problem, okay? I don't know where the information came, but you cannot leave a bulb like that because it blooms in the early spring. Like a dahlia or a glad or a canna, begonias, they're summer, but you have a spring, and it has to be actively growing. Even though the ground's frozen, it has to have a root. So get them in the ground as soon as possible. Thank you, Liz. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. For insects, fertilize them. That's going to make a big difference. Feed your plants on a regular basis. It does make a difference. You know, the days are shorter. When they're getting as much light, the light is not as strong as it is during the growing season. So the plant needs to get energy, and the energy is going to come from a fertilizer. So there's two ways. If you're good and you remember to feed on a regular basis, use a liquid like Miracle-Gro. You do that once a month. And the best thing to do is to mark it down on your calendar. Write down fertilizer like the first of the month or the end of the month. If you're not good at remembering because you get busy and you have other things to do, buy a fertilizer like Osmocote. It's a little BB. And every time you water the plant, a little bit of food will come out of that little pellet and feed the plant for a 3-month period. So if you do it now, figure December, January, and February, your plants will be fed. And then in March, you add osmocote again, and it will feed it for the next 3 or 4 months. Excuse me. But it does make a big difference on the quality of your plant if you can feed them on a regular basis. It does make a big, big difference to the plant. The other thing that you can do, when you dust your house, you wash off the coffee table, put a little Pledge on it to make it shine, there's dust on it, right? Well, the leaves of your tropical plants in the house have dust on them also. So it would be a good idea, just take your fingers, rub it on the leaf, and examine for dust. Soft cloth, a little bit of warm water on it. You can pull that dust right off, and the plant will be able to make its own energy easier. Okay? Remember, if we can help you, call right now, 800-259-9231.
Host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you this holiday season. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard of 18 inches. Don't wait until Father's Day, Mother's Day, or your birthday. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com, www.closetoinfinity.com,
or call 907-229-5460, 907-229-5460. The Macroscope. You deserve one.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And if you're thinking about joining us to Ireland, give us a call as soon as you can because the trip is almost sold out. We have some great things planned for you. And just by chance the other day, I was in Barnes & Noble, and I picked up a book that said, 1001 Gardens to See Before You Die. And I just happened to go into Ireland, and one of the gardens that we're going to see, called a Power Court Garden, is listed as the most beautiful garden in Ireland. And the book says, Power Court is one of Ireland's greatest showpieces. That's only one of them we're going to go see. So give us a call, and we'll send you some information about the gardens of Ireland, or check out the website, paulparent.com. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is LK from Cape Cod, who has a question about an aphid.
LK, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question on a houseplant of mine, or several of them. I had a rope Hoya and a straight leaf Hoya. And from time to time, they get infested with little cotton balls, some form of aphid that I don't seem to be able to get rid of. Do you have any idea on how to treat that?
Yes. What you have is called mealy bug, and you've described it to the T. It looks like little pieces of cotton, and it's an insect similar to the aphid that sucks energy out of the plant. And the insect, to protect itself against its enemies, has created a covering which resembles cotton. Now, the best thing for you to do, I want you to go to your garden center and pick up a product called All Season Oil. All Season Oil will kill every insect that you could possibly get on your indoor plants. It's an oil-based spray, so it's not a chemical, and it's a product that produces no fumes. So with the windows all closed at this time of the year, if you use a general-purpose spray, you're breathing the fumes from the insecticide. But by using all-season or horticultural oil, either one of those two, you would mix a little bit of it in like a mister bottle, or they will probably have some already mixed for you. But take the plant, put it in your sink, but what I want you to do is to turn it upside down, and spray all of the undersides of the leaves and the vine. When the oil comes in contact with the mealybug, it will smother the insect. It will plug up all of the pores on the skin of the insect, preventing it from breathing. The other way that it really works good, which no other insecticide can do, when you get the oil on the eggs of the insect, it will coat the egg, smother the egg, so that the insect never has a chance to hatch from the egg and become a mealybug. So most insecticides kill the adults. Horticultural oil or all-season oil will kill the adults, the young, and the eggs all at the same time. So turn the plant upside down, spray all of the underside of your leaves, turn it side up, spray all the tops, and then I want you to go back about a week later and repeat the process. But this is a foolproof method of controlling insects on flowering plants as well as foliage or tropical type plants. And you're not breathing the toxic fumes. If your windows were open, not a big deal, but your windows are closed. So use something that's safe for you as well as the plant. Okay? All season oil. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call and we'll make your yard, your home, a beautiful place to enjoy.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Well, yesterday we headed down to down East Maine. We were 13 miles from the Canadian border, and we picked up our first load of Christmas wreaths. So if you get a chance, take a look at our website, paulparent.com. Click on Holiday Wreaths, and you'll see we're doing some new things this year. We have brought in from the West Coast a new green called Noble Fir. And Noble Fir will not shed. So if you have a home that's hot and dry, and you've tried to decorate it, and everything tends to fall apart, take a look at the Noble Fir. It will not shed no matter how hot it is. And it's something that if you live in Florida, for example, it will not shed even hung on your front door. That's how good it is. But take a look if you get a chance. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is George from Framingham, Massachusetts, who has a question about varmints.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning.
Morning.
My question is about the little varmints that are eating my plants, the roots of my plants. I don't know exactly what they are. The only visual that I have on them is holes. I don't have tunnels or anything like that. I just have holes, and they're going in and eating the roots of my hostas, et cetera.
Okay. Then what it would be a vole. Now, a vole is a vegetarian. A mold will eat worms and grubs. So you have a rodent that's eating the root system. It would be a vole for a vegetarian. Go to your local nursery, garden center, and they sell granular products. Bonide has a mole and vole repellent that's a granular that you can put down with a spreader. through the guns, or you can broadcast it by hand, Shake Away. And there's another product called Mole Scram. But these are products that you would put down now, and if there's no rain in the forecast, just bring out the hose, give them a good soaking to change it from a granular product to a liquid. And what it does is the bulk of these companies use a product. The major product is castor oil. And castor oil has a smell plus other ingredients that they add to it. But the castor oil, when the rodent digs through the soil, will get the oil on its fur. It doesn't like the feel of it because it's sticky. And the rodent is like a cat. It will wash itself with its tongue. Well, castor oil is a laxative. It gives the vole diarrhea. The insect, the rodent knows that every time I go there, I get sick, and it will no longer go in that area. So you want a vole repellent, and there are vole and mole scram. There is the bonide called Repelzol. But go to your garden center, they'll show you what you can use, and apply it, and water it in for the best results. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jim from Maine, who has a question about seedling and also a question about fertilizer.
Okay. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Jim?
I'm doing fine. Paul, I have a couple questions for you. I have a flower garden, and I have a variety of quince bushes in the garden, some as high as 5 or 6 feet, others as small as 1 or 2 feet. Now, not only obviously in the summertime, they attract hummingbirds, and they're beautiful, and the scent is wonderful, but in the wintertime, what I do is I take clippings from the larger bush, and I bring them inside, and I put them in water, and they bloom, and they're wonderful during the dead of winter, in February or so. I always hope to be able to root them, and I never can seem to get a root system going so that I could probably replant it and multiply the number of bushes I had. So my question is, am I doing something wrong, or is there something I should be doing with the fruit that these bushes produce each year? The second question I have is on fertilizer. I see a sequence of numbers on a variety of fertilizers, and I'm not sure what each number means and when you use one versus the other. So those are the two questions I have.
Okay, very good questions, too. Fertilizer, the numbers on the package determine what the plant is going to do. The first number is nitrogen, and nitrogen is the element in nature that makes the plant grow. It produces foliage and stems and helps the root system to grow also. So, for example, a lawn food, when you look at the numbers on the package, nitrogen, the first number, is very, very high to help thicken the grass to choke out the weeds. Your middle number is phosphorus. Phosphorus is the element in nature that produces a root system to make it grow much faster than normal and to help the plant make flowers that in return will make fruit, not berries. So if, for example, if you have a vegetable garden, you would want a number that the middle is higher than the first number, because if you were to put a grass fertilizer in a vegetable garden, being high in nitrogen, you would have big, big, tall, and bushy plants, but very few flowers and very little production on those plants. So you need a lower nitrogen number and a higher phosphorus number to make the root system and to encourage the plant to make more blooms. The third number is potash, and that is to help to make the plant more disease-resistant and to help the nitrogen and the phosphorus work better in the plant. So those are the main three elements that we need in the soil: nitrogen, phosphorus, potash. Now, your quince. The reason that you're not able to get it to root is the quince is a hard wood plant. And the normal rooting powder that you would buy at a greenhouse is for soft wood cuttings, geraniums, impatiens, begonias, African violets. The best way for you to do this, the branches that grow on the outside edges of your plant, they're flexible. They bend, right? So what I want you to do is to take some of those branches, bend them, to see if you can put them in contact with the soil. What you're going to do now, don't do this until spring. If you can bend a branch down so that it will touch the soil, you're going to take a knife, scratch the bark on the stem where it will come in contact with the soil. Scratch the bark all the way around the stem, about 1 inch in length, so that you have exposed wood. It's all white. So you're taking all the bark off, all the way around. You're going to dig a little hole about 2 inches deep. Push that scraped area into the ground. And what I do, so that you don't accidentally pull them out, get some old coat hangers, the wire ones, with a pair of wire cutters. Cut a piece of coat hanger about 6 inches long. Bend it so it looks like a bobby pin or a staple. Bend your branch, put it in the ground, take this wire and pin the branch to the ground, and then cover it with soil and just leave it alone. What will happen is, as the plant begins to grow and you have this exposed wood fibers, roots will begin to grow. If you do this in April, by the end of June, where you have the exposed wood, you will have a root system. You just cut behind the root system, dig up your new plant, and you're ready to grow. And you can do this with rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, boxwood, use just about any plant that you have. If you have a flexible branch and you're able to pin it in the ground, and by leaving it attached to the original plant, the plant can give that branch all of the nourishment it needs to produce the root system. So you give that a try. And I guarantee you, if you do it in early May, by the end of June, you'll have a root system probably 3 or 4 inches long. Just cut the main branch off, dig it up, and you get a brand new plant. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call, Jim. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Dennis from Worcester, Mass., and he has a question about fruit flies.
Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Hi.
Good morning, Dennis.
I wanted to ask you about fruit flies or shore flies and how we could manage them on the house plants. I do sometimes tap them and vacuum, but they still come back in numbers.
Well, up until this year, we used to have a product called diazinon.
Right.
And diazinon was a product that you could put on your soil, and it would kill all of the fruit flies, or they're also called fungus gnats. And
right.
These are insects that live in the soil that has a lot of organic matter in it. Well, next spring, there is a new product that's being released by Bonide Lawn and Garden that will take care of the fungus gnat. And it's a product that contains the chemical called 8, E-I-G-H-T. It's not available now. Your garden centers don't have it. They will in the spring, and when it's the right time, I will tell you about it. But I'll tell you, it's been about 10 years now that we've had nothing to fight. And 8 is a very good product. It's a safe product, and it's something that you can use on houseplants to control the fungus gnat. Okay? For now, there's not a heck of a lot that you can do, but get a piece of yellow paper or plastic, put some Vaseline on it, and put it in the container right on top of the soil. Fungus gnats are attracted to yellow. They'll hit the Vaseline, stick on it, problem solved.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231, and a special hello this morning to WTHQ, 750 AM in Podunk, Kentucky. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Lori from Rhode Island, who has a question about mold.
Lori, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How can we help you this morning, Laurie?
Okay. My dad listens to you religiously, and I have a lot of mold in my basement. And I guess at one point, your wife has mold allergies, you know, in addition to myself. And you had talked about a product that can be applied in the basement to get rid of it.
Yeah, there's a great product. The name of the product, and you can find it at most garden centers, is called Cap Tan. C-A-P.
Mm-hmm.
T-A-N, Captan. It is the most widely used fungicide in the world. And the bumper of your car has it.
Really?
Good quality patio furniture has it in the plastic. So any plastic that's outside, if it doesn't turn with the black spots of mold and mildew, it's because it has Captan in it. So this is what you're going to do. You need to open all of the windows in your basement. You need to open the bulkhead door in your basement so that the air can circulate. So choose a nice warm day. You're going to need one of those pump cans that you can pressurize. You're going to use 5 teaspoons of Captan per gallon of water. Put it in your pump sprayer with some warm water to help dissolve the powder. You're going to buy one of those white masks to put on your nose and mouth and then go into the basement. Now, what I do before, I also bring a couple of fans in the basement. I plug them in, but I don't turn them on yet. So the doors are open, leading outside. The windows are all open. I have 2 fans, if possible, in the cellar. and mixed up my product. I put the mask on my nose and mouth, and I put a fine mist on the walls in your basement. All the walls, especially where your water meter is, where your washer, where your dryer is, because there's a lot of moisture in those areas. So I spray all the walls. Then I do the floor, working my way out the door to go outside. And then I turn on the fan to help move the air in the basement. And I'll leave the fans run for about 2 hours. And within 2 hours, you go back down the basement, everything has dried. And the Camp 10 will kill, on contact, the mold spores that create the problem for you and the smell in your basement. Okay? So 5 teaspoons per gallon, Cap 10. C-A-P-T-A-N. Fine mist. And then let it air dry. Then you can close it all up, and you'll find that the smell will go away. And my wife was getting allergy shots every week, 52 weeks a year. We spray spring and fall, no more shots. That's how much it's helped her. Thank you, Lori. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bursa from York, Maine, who has a question about oak leaves.
Okay, good morning, Bursa. How can we help you with your oak leaves?
Good morning, Paul. Our home in Maine is surrounded with oak trees, and the leaves have finally come down, and there are many of them. Are those leaves good to use as mulch, and do they need to be ground up before you use them as mulch?
You can use them as mulch as is, or you can grind them. I find that if you grind them, they will decompose and become organic matter to help your soils grow better faster. So what I do, I use my oak leaves in my vegetable garden. I put them in a row. I get the push lawn mower. I start it up, and I drive right through the oak leaves, blowing the ground up leaves into the garden, and believe me, it is wonderful.